Bear Down Bears fans, the episode that they have been waiting for. David Kaplan is here, and we got to talk quarterbacks. You've only done it for the entire morning. You've only done it for the entire last month and a half. Are you sick of it yet, Cappy?
Look, it's great for our audience, and it's great because I'm a Bears fan like you are. I just want the Bears to win.
Yes.
But it has become the most divisive topic that I have covered in my career, and that's, you know, damn near 35 years long.
Yeah.
And it's just incredible to me that if you don't think they should build around Justin, you're a horrible person. Yes. You're a hater.
It's too far.
You're an idiot.
It's too far.
And that's fine. You're entitled to your opinions. But, I mean, I got all this little Justin Fields cult coming after me. And guess what? Bring it on. I don't care. I just want them to win.
Yes.
I think they're taking Caleb Williams. I think that's the right decision. We'll see.
And that's why I love that we get you on the show, because me and you have had differing opinions on the Justin Fields situation in totality. And I think that when you look at,
and I want to get into that because I don't understand that.
Okay. We can definitely get into that. But I think here's the thing with all of this. How do we not get here again? That's the goal that I want the Bears to accomplish here. That's the most important thing. So with the Justin Fields scenario, and it goes into if they do draft Caleb, you believe that Justin Fields is the fourth worst quarterback in this division?
I call him the fourth best quarterback.
Fourth best. Well, okay, that's a better way of saying it.
Yes. Right?
But he's the worst quarterback in this division.
If Kirk Cousins is back in Minnesota.
If Kirk Cousins is back in Minnesota, we'll add the caveat in there. Which is somebody, if Atlanta pays him $50 million, God bless you. But for me, my whole thing with the Justin Fields scenario, Justin Fields situation is you didn't give him the proper coaching. You didn't give him the offensive line. You didn't give him the quarterback. The same thing you did with Mitch. The same thing you did with Jay Cutler. The same thing that you've done with just about every quarterback that sat behind center, probably since McMahon. And you expected something different. But this young man, even with all of that, was able to go out there and put a team on his back in a way that he did not do in college by actually utilizing his legs instead of his arm and still put the Bears in positions to win games. Now, did they win enough? Absolutely not. I'm not saying that Justin Fields came out here and was perfect and was the answer and was everything that we wanted him to be. What I believe with the Justin Fields situation is that our expectations of a quarterback walking in and just becoming the Jesus Christ on the field, right, is why we may do this all again with Caleb Williams in 3 years. Why we did this with Mitch. And I think Mitch is a much less talented quarterback than Justin is. But the reasoning that Mitch failed is not just because Mitch couldn't play football at all. The reasoning is because Matt Nagy didn't want to sit down and teach this guy how to play football because he was done with them. They didn't want to put an offensive line in front of him. Instead, they went and got receivers to try and help this guy out. Like, it's a very simple plan to me, building quarterbacks in the NFL, and the Bears always take the hard route. The teams that build quarterbacks consistently, they focus on the trenches. Ryan Poles seems like he's starting to do that. I appreciate that. I like that. They then work their way around to build around a lot of these guys. Every now and then, you get the guy that comes in and is just great. C.J. Stroud last year, just great. He's a great player. Joe Burrow didn't need an offensive line, made a Super Bowl. He may die. Like the amount of sacks he's taken, he probably will not have a long career in the NFL. But the guys that do it continually, Pat Mahomes stepped into an amazing situation. Tom Brady was not the focal point when he started winning. The team was the focal point, and then Tom Brady slowly became the GOAT, the best player in the NFL. I think that's the better scenario for building out a quarterback, and I don't think that we've taken that route here with a quarterback ever, especially with Justin.
Okay, so there's a lot to unpack there. So let me ask you a question. You're Ryan Poles, and there's Ian Cunningham sitting there, and there's your cross-checker there, and your West Coast scout there, and your national this, and your scouting director, and they're all in the room.
Yep.
Okay, we've done the last 3 months as deep a dive as we could do, which they did, quoting Albert Breer of Monday Morning Quarterback. They've done a crap load of work. That was his quote.
Oh, yeah. And they're bullish on Caleb right on now, his it seems.
Background. Okay. Ian, what do you want to do? You got to take Caleb Williams. What do you want to do? Caleb Williams. What do you want to do? Caleb Williams. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? You're telling me after 3 years, I don't know if Justin's the guy.
Right.
Good person, good leader, all that. Every one of your top guys tells you every single background check has come up A+. The kid is interested in being here. Every analyst we listen to who's done this for a living, I'm not talking about guys who don't watch tape. I'm talking about whether it's Chris Sims or Rick Spielman or Mike Tannenbaum, guys that do this for a living. Yep. Every one of them said, best I've watched in a long, long time. You're going to roll the dice that maybe Justin could figure it out in year four because Luke Getsy, the devil, is no longer here.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
And you're going to pass on this kid.
I'm not saying that at all. I could care less about Tannenbaum and all those guys. I like that they evaluate these guys, but I'm trusting the guys that are in my room. If the guys that are in my room that I've sat there and I've worked with that have built this team to this point tell me Caleb Williams is the answer, you roll with Caleb Williams. I've said the entire time, it's in Ryan Poles that I trust my team in. I believe that he's going to do all the work he needs to do to make the right decision. Mm-hmm. My thing is, we're just assuming that everybody in the Bears room, because of all the people outside the Bears room, are saying that, yeah, we're 100% in on Caleb Williams. We love this kid. We know he's going to be the number one pick. And we haven't heard that. Now, maybe we feel like he's tipped his hand a little bit. I think the fact that, like Albert Breer said, they wanted to basically put him in the back of the car and drive him back to Chicago for his pro day worked out immediately maybe tells you a little bit more. My point is that I just don't want to see the Bears do this again. And it feels like you're starting to get things right to where you can fix a lot of the things that we say are excuses for Justin Fields. They're going to be the reason that we give Caleb Williams time. They're going to be the reason that we say, oh, we got to build an offensive line. We've got to go get a second wide receiver. We've been saying this for 10 years, Kevin.
So you're telling me, though, you want to keep Justin?
Me personally, I want to keep Justin. If Ryan Poles is in the room and he evaluates Caleb and he's all in on Caleb and he says, this is the answer, this is the way to go. Guess what? There was Drew Bledsoe before there was Tom Brady. There was Alex Smith before there was Patrick Mahomes. Unfortunately, Justin may have to take the L.
Right. Life's not fair.
Right.
But are you picking up $25 million based on how he's played? I'm not. Are you giving him $200 million? I'm not. I'm taking Caleb Williams if my evaluators all tell me that's the guy.
But I think here's the thing, too. We also are just discounting the fact that Ryan Poles feels like Justin Fields isn't the guy. We're assuming that Ryan Poles is out on Justin Fields because he's shopping him. We've seen teams shop players before and absolutely hold on to the player.
You don't treat your franchise quarterback this way. Arizona didn't. You see what they tweeted this week? Jonathan Gannon, That's quarterback one. That is our guy, and he will be our guy going forward.
Why, though? They have no choice. Dead cap money that is attached to Kyler Murray, if they wanted to move on from him, would kill them.
We just saw Detroit do that. I mean, excuse me, Denver do that.
We absolutely did. And again, the why. Sean Payton can't stand Russell Wilson and is willing to take the L for a season just to get that guy out of the building. The day Sean Payton walked into that office and saw Russell Wilson sitting in there reading the paper with the GM over here, and he's got his own office. What are you doing in here? This is not for you. You go in the locker room. Get out. You don't get your own office. I think that all the scenarios are different and how all these teams operate are different. My point with the whole Justin Fields versus Caleb Williams situation is I don't want to run this back. And I think the easier path, I'm not even telling you, pick up the $25 million, right? If you pick up the $25 million. We've seen teams that have wanted to go a certain direction with a guy but built out the team and the next guy steps in. If Caleb Williams is Pat Mahomes and he steps on the field, you take him.
But that's an unfair expectation to put on him, that he's Pat Mahomes. That's the greatest quarterback ever. Ever. I don't expect him to be Pat Mahomes.
I didn't put it on him. That's what people have said. He's the best. What Mel Kiper said is he is the best quarterback talent that has been evaluated in the last decade. That includes Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes was the 42nd ranked prospect.
That includes Andrew Luck. That includes Joe Burrow. That includes CJ Stroud.
But that does not mean
he's the best of those guys.
But at this point, that does not mean he's going to become the greatest quarterback that ever lived. That's what Patrick Mahomes is. He's the best who ever did it, probably.
But I think you also have to try. And that's my point with all of it, right? When you talk about the Justin Fields versus Caleb Williams, it's not a hate towards Caleb. I think Caleb can play. I think no matter what path, Ryan Poles has set himself up masterfully so that he can walk onto the field next year and say, we're going to be
okay,
good.
But at this point today, 3 years in,
yeah,
Justin's the fourth best quarterback in the division. And that's indisputable.
Okay.
Do you agree?
I would agree with you right now. If okay. Kirk Cousins is in
okay.
the division.
Okay, then why, and I don't mean you, I mean, why are people afraid of chasing greatness? And that set you off and you put, I didn't see your video, but I heard about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Why are you afraid of chasing greatness and you're willing to be like Arturis Karnišovas of the Bulls and settle for mediocrity? You don't know that Justin's going to be that. You do not.
No, but here's the thing, Cap. It's not a fear of chasing greatness. It's a fear of you're hoping that greatness is just going to be great on its own.
No, because you got to surround him with talent.
If you take Caleb Williams, you've got four more draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one more if you get a second for Justin Fields. Maybe. You've still got a lot of holes you have to fix on this team.
I got free agency.
You've still got a lot
money
of pieces.
As well.
You do have free agency money. But are you going to have a free agent center that's going to step in day one and he's going to be great? Mitch Morse? That's what we're tying ourselves to here. Yeah, are you going Jackson Powers? Like that's the thing, right? The things that, like I said, the things that have been Justin's sins will be the reason that we say, well, you got to give Caleb time. We got to build the offensive line. No, let's build it now because there's an opportunity.
You don't win without an elite quarterback, and we don't have one.
You also don't win if you have elite quarterbacks with bad offensive lines.
Don't disagree. Although Joe Burrow went to the Super Bowl.
It's crazy. Crazy, crazy work there. 100%. Went to the Super Bowl. He may not have a long career.
But
so they have an amazing quarterback, but they may not have
But I don't get another bite at the quarterback apple.
Right. But
I don't. I got a gift card. And that gift card happens to be the guy that most analysts who do this for a living go, that's the best I've seen in 10 to 15 years. And I'm supposed to leave that dude on the board
yeah.
for the fourth best quarterback in the division? To me, that's freaking asinine.
Yeah, but I would hate to put that guy behind the fourth best offensive line in the division. I would hate to put that guy with the fourth best wide receiver core in the division.
Don't disagree.
You know what I mean? Like that's the thing where how do you not do this again? The Justin Fields, I think the part for a lot of Justin Fields fans is people just believe he's bad at football. He can't play.
No one says that.
He's been put in situations where to win, you have to climb the mountain. He gave the Bears a 28-point lead, and they found a way to blow it. And we blame him for not hitting Tyler Scott on running a route the right way. That falls on the quarterback's shoulders because he didn't win it in the games. I put you up 28. And guess what? That's the scenario from college that Caleb Williams is coming from. I like what I see from this young man. But the reason that a lot of the Justin Fields doubters have room to talk is because he's got to put up 60 points a game to win.
Who does?
Caleb Williams. With what he had on that USC team,
USC.
He Correct. Has to put up 60 points to win. So, like, we don't want to create that situation again here. And the path to creating a situation that's more stable may be taking the haul. And does that mean you pass up on a quarterback that maybe goes out there and is amazing, maybe isn't? We don't know. But what I will say is that if you're able to get the center position fixed, if you're able to get your left tackle position fixed, I've seen
you still are mediocre at quarterback.
But I've seen teams that maybe Justin Fields takes off, maybe he doesn't. You then slide the next guy in and you go, oh, he's in the perfect situation.
Where am I getting the next guy?
I mean, listen, Cap, Dak Prescott was taken in the third round.
Okay, you're willing to roll the dice. I'm not. I'm chasing greatness. I'm not paying Justin $25 million when I have a gift card for the number one pick. And all my scouts go, that dude's the best I've seen in a decade or more.
And again, if all the Bears scouts, if all of the Bears brass are in on Caleb Williams, do it.
But what mystifies me is what are people so loyal to Justin for? Whether he's been in a bad situation or not, he's the fourth best quarterback in the division. So that's just what blows my mind. Like if you told me there's no real good quarterbacks in the draft, I think Kenny Pickett was the highest rated one in his draft yeah. class. Okay, there's nothing there. We'll keep Justin. You have a quarterback-rich draft class. You have the fourth best guy in your division. Nope, I want to try and trade it for a haul and still be shitty at quarterback. that's what we've been to this point.
But I think here's the thing. It's the reasons why. Does that change if Caleb Williams comes in here and you don't have a better offensive line? Does that change if Caleb Williams comes in here and you don't have the center connection? Right? Justin Fields had to play right field last year, trying to catch snaps that are flying over his head, and we expect him to come out and all of a sudden just go out there and look like Joe Burrow. We expect him to come out and look like C.J. Stroud. And it's like, well, C.J. Stroud had a center that at least knew, I need to block this guy and I need to get the football to my quarterback. Basis of center. We had two guys that couldn't figure out how to do that here in Chicago. I think that that's the a lot of the loyalty to Justin Fields is more, is still loyalty to the Bears, but it's loyalty to, hey, guess what? We had Jake Cutler. We had a guy that could throw the football. We had a guy that could make every single one of the throws. Whatever he is a leader. Yeah, we've heard it, mixed reviews on that, right? But like Justin Fields, Jay Cutler could legitimately make every throw in the NFL. He
has a big arm.
His problem was the left side of his line failed him every single week, and he was laying on the ground. Are we running that back with Caleb Williams? Because if you take a rookie center, then we're going to say, well, the center's got to take some time to develop here. If you take a veteran, it goes, well, you know, that veteran center market. Yeah, if he's on the market, that's not really what you want. The problem that I think a lot of Bears fans see coming is that taking Caleb Williams is put in a position where he has to win now. Is he going to be given the tools to win now? Because if the Bears come out and win 5 games next year, Matt Eberflus sitting here next year.
Probably right.
Shane Waldron in here next year.
Probably right.
So you're starting the carousel over that Justin Fields just went through of Matt Nagy being here year one. Put him out there. Y'all want to see him play? Put him out there. Let's see him play. He gets murdered by Myles Garrett. Well, what, he gets 7 sacks in that game, Myles Garrett alone? Like, and then you fire him at the end of the year and you go, here's Matt Eberflus. Here's Luke Getsy. Here's a brand new system for you to figure out. 2 years in, we realize it doesn't work. We're shipping the whole thing out again. Like, you're starting that same carousel over again. I think that's what more than not, more Bears fans, more Justin Fields fans are worried about. How do you stop the carousel? How do we get off this circle-ish hell of a ride that is the same quarterback? He's got a year. He's in a new system. He's got it. Jay had what, 6 or no, he had 4 new systems in his time here?
Ron Turner. He had Mike Tice. He had Mike Martz.
Adam Gase. Oh, 5. Because Jay had a year with Trestman, right?
No.
Jay didn't play at all with Trestman?
Jay
had a year with Trestman.
As his head coach.
Yeah. Yes. But he had the offensive. He was calling the plays.
Correct.
So 5 systems in his time here.
Correct.
How are you expected to have success in that as a quarterback?
Agreed.
That's what I think. More Justin Fields fans, of course, there's too far on both sides. There are Caleb Williams fans that basically say Justin Fields is a glorified running back. Have at it. That's disrespectful. There are Justin Fields fans that are like, Caleb Williams cries to his mom in the stands. Who cares? Can he throw 40 touchdowns on the field? Like, that's really.
Are you surprised that people aren't burning up Ryan Poles' phone going, I'll take Justin Fields with as starved as we are for quarterback play? Give me a spot where he's the number one option, and you go, he goes right in there, he's an upgrade.
I'm not surprised because of what's on the market. I don't think that there are questions on Justin Fields. Or I don't think that there aren't questions on Justin Fields. I think that a lot of people, like you take Atlanta, for example, right? Atlanta is coming from that, their new OC and head coach combination, that's coming from the LA tree, right? Where that Shanahan...
Sean McVay
tree. Thank you very much. And they want a quarterback that can drop back and sling the football. And
well, that's he's what not Shane. That's what Shane Waldron runs.
Well, we'll see how he wants to run it. He also was able to run that with Russell Wilson, though, who was able to be mobile. Yeah, he was also able to run that with Geno, who's more in the pocket, but is also able to be mobile. And I think Justin wants to be in the pocket. I think it's just about how you utilize him in the pocket and what weapons you have. When you have wide receivers outside of DJ Moore that have the least amount of separation in the NFL. It's kind of hard to throw the football to a spot.
Okay, who does Jordan Love have? I'm at the game. I'd never been to Lambeau. So I went to the game this year.
Right.
My wife and I and 2 of our friends. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, who the hell is Bo Melton? Who's this dude?
Yeah.
Who's that dude?
Yeah.
They don't have any great receivers in Green Bay. David Bakhtiari's basically playing in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
That's not a, oh my God, what an offense. That kid's a freaking stud at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Stud.
And I also believe that Matt LaFleur did not get the credit he deserved because everybody believed Aaron Rodgers was the god. I think that Matt LaFleur is a Sean McVay level coach. I think that Matt LaFleur is a, hopefully ascending to the point, Andy Reid type of coach where I don't have the pieces I should have, but I know how to make the pieces work that I do have. And I have a quarterback that's been in the system for multiple years and is able to play. They didn't go, it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows the entire season. Those receivers had to learn to get there. But I think that that's where it starts for me. The staff is in place. And Ryan Poles told you what he thought about his staff. How many of them are still here?
Offensive staff.
Offensive staff, yes. Yeah. How many of them are still here?
Right.
Like he told you how he felt about the offensive line. Cody Whitehair is gone. Lucas Patrick is hanging on by a thread here.
He's done.
Lucas Patrick is done as well. Yeah.
He's out of contract.
He goes and trades for Ryan Bates. That tells you what he thinks about. He gives up a fifth round pick. It tells you that he thinks that the weapons that he had at certain spots weren't adequate enough. And I think that that is a lot of the fear for a lot of Bears fans, that can you get adequate enough if Caleb Williams, say he comes in and he's at where Justin Fields is right now, year three. Does that mean he's ahead of Justin Fields? 100%, because he's a rookie. Justin Fields is year three. But if you still don't get fixed that offensive line, you still don't fix those the number two and number three receivers, which I think they have a chance to do all that this year, it makes it very hard to sit there and go, well, Caleb Williams, just go out there and do what everybody else did.
Yeah, I just, again, and this is not to you, this is to them right out there. Why don't you want to chase freaking greatness? You have a guy that's in this draft that the observers who do this for a living, I'm not talking about Mayor Hoodie on the radio, Pat here on his show, I'm not talking about Sylvia or Waddle or Bleck or Abdallah or Carmen. I'm talking about guys who were GMs, guys who evaluate quarterbacks, and they say, this guy is clearly the best. Chris Sims yesterday, who played in the NFL, his dad's Phil Sims, he studies quarterbacks.
Chris was going hard.
Said,
he loves this guy.
Best I have seen in eons, and you have to take him. What is the Justin Fields fan base so afraid of? I don't get it. It really freaking mystifies me.
It's the
there will
same.
Be a 30 for 30.
Yeah, on Justin Fields.
Did you see Mike Wilbon yesterday with Rich Eisen?
Yeah.
He said, most divisive topic in the history of Chicago sports.
And it 100% is. I think the only thing that maybe even comes close to this is when people argued whether it was Jay's fault or it was the Bears' fault that he wasn't successful. At first, I think as we've gotten further
Bears
away
only?
From it.
Because for me, the most divisive topic became Derrick Rose when he didn't come right back from injury.
I can see that too. And then he did I want to be able to go walk at my kids' graduations.
Correct.
And things like that.
And
I can see
shame
that
on us,
one.
Me right here, who said, oh, that's ridiculous. What are you, out with a mosquito bite? And then now load management's a thing that Derek started. Derek knew his body better than we did, and he was right, and I was wrong.
Yeah. Derek, that's probably number two, actually. I can see that being number two, because that was – I think a lot of people changed their tune on that when the Pooh documentary dropped as well, and they saw how much he loved being in Chicago and being a part of Chicago. Like, he cried when he found out that the Bulls traded him. Like, That was a tough one.
I was in that documentary.
I know you were.
I remember sitting on the floor at the United Center to do Sports Talk Live.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, Derrick Rose wants to come on your show.
What?
Uh-huh. And I've been killing him. And it's me, I believe it was Kendall Gill, and Derek. And Derek is sitting right next to me. And I'm like, hey, Derek. And he's could not have been nicer. And I said, okay, Derek, full disclosure, I've been hard on you. Yeah, I didn't think you came back quick enough and blah, blah, blah. You're missing too many games. And I'm like, how do you feel when you hear that? And I'll never forget. He goes, brother, you're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
If that's what you feel, express what you feel.
Yeah.
People think that upsets me. It does not. And I had a lot of respect for the way he handled being put in a really bad situation.
Yeah. And that's, I think that that's how, and I'll say this, me and Sylvie talked about this the other day. Situations like that is the PTSD that we're getting from a lot of Bears fans.
Yeah.
Situations like Mitch is the, because we've been, it's not like we haven't been in this situation before.
See, Cappy. He just got signed.
Yes, I did. They're back to the Bills. Yeah. But it's not like we haven't been here before. We've had to pick an illiterate quarterback. I don't, Pat Mahomes, nobody could have figured that out. I don't care about that one.
He also went in the perfect situation.
Yes. Deshaun Watson did not, and he was the national champion, and he was the, he beat the defense at Alabama that people were like, well, what if Alabama played the worst NFL team? Could they win because of this defense?
Remember that,
like, idiotic. It was the dumbest thing in the world. But like, that's the team he beat, and Ryan Pace, because he got in his, he saw Mitch pull up in his Toyota Corolla, and he was excited at the Sun Bowl in his hoodie and hiding out, and he's like, don't nobody look at me. I got this kid here. And he doesn't tell John Fox he's drafting. Foxy finds out, what, an hour before the draft, 2 hours before the draft? Like, that's what we're getting from both sides of Bears fans. They're the side that's like, keep swinging for the fences. And then there's the other side that's like, the fences have been right in front of our face. We're at the fence. If we get this one wrong, I heard you guys this morning on Cap and Hoodie, like, if you get this one wrong, it feels like it's a curse. It feels like somebody up there that's one of the football gods literally goes, hey, it's not going to happen for you. Keep the running backs coming.
Damian Woody said, if they don't get it right this time, they're doomed. I don't live in the doomed
You're never doomed.
World.
There's always next year.
Like when the Cubs lost in the Bartman game, they're cursed. It's over, and they lost game 7. Then they got swept in 07. They got swept in 08. And then 15, they started to go this way with Theo, and then they won the World Series. You just got to keep taking swings.
Yeah.
But I choose to chase greatness. That's my hashtag.
I'm with you.
Chase greatness.
Even the greatest of greatness, though, needs the compliments around them.
We agree on this. Yeah. Guess what? At pick 9, maybe I'm getting Malik Nabers. Maybe I'm getting Roma Dunze. Maybe I'm getting Joe Alt to play left tackle, and Braxton Jones are going to kick in. I don't know what his plan is. Maybe it's Brock Bowers. I got a ton of cap space. That's why it's essential you get Jalen Johnson's deal done, not the tag.
Not the tag.
So you can get more space.
Yeah.
That's it. Let go. Bring me some players, and let's freaking go.
Yeah. I'm here with you, man. I mean, I think at the end of the day, the one thing that I respect about me and your back and forth and different sides of the opinion and stuff like that is that it's different sides of the opinion and we can shake hands at the end of the day and be fine. Twitter right. has become, or whatever it is, X now, has become this like...
It's so toxic.
Visceral place where it's like, and I think here's the problem. People have tied their opinions to their personalities. Like, I am Justin Fields being the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. I'm a Bears fan. I had a 36-inch bear head at hanging up in my studio right now. I've got Bears chains, Bears jackets. I'm a diehard Bears fan. I think that the one thing that all of us just need to realize is that we've got to figure out, yes, you got to figure out the quarterback position, but how do you figure that out long term? We thought we had an answer with Mitch, but it wasn't a long-term answer after 18.
Yeah, I thought when he took them down the field against the Eagles that was going to be, all right, here we go.
And I was in on Mitch.
Cody Parkey misses the double doink.
Yeah.
And it never got any better.
Never got better than that. Like, I was in on Mitch. And then, right, like, how the season starts, like, it feels like the high point of that type of that season was Mac in game 1. You know what I mean? Like,
it's, I mean, they went 12-4 and then never came close.
Yeah. It's... How do you stop the pop-up seasons? The Bears have a lot of questions to answer. I'll ask you one more before you get out of here because we do got to do our Toyota Road to the Draft. You kind of mentioned it, but I'm going to put you on the spot here. You're a Caleb Williams guy. You want to take Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. Caleb Williams is one. In the draft, how do you address the weapons that he needs offensively? Who do you go with as a wide receiver in the draft right now? Are you taking him 9 or are you moving back for somebody?
I'm not trading down if one of those receivers is there. Mm-hmm. I also believe you've got to add more to your offensive line. Malik Nabers is my guy. Look, Marvin Harrison's the best.
100%. Yeah.
Now, I painted a scenario on the radio this morning that I keep hearing J.J. McCarthy could go 4, that Arizona would trade out of 4 because they need a lot.
They need, yeah.
And up comes Minnesota, Denver, whoever.
New York.
To get, maybe the Giants, to get J.J. McCarthy. It would be the first time in NFL history that the first four picks were quarterbacks. Caleb Williams, Drake Mayer, Jaden Daniels, Drake Mayer, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy. That's four. I keep hearing the L.A. Chargers want to trade out of five if they can because they've got cap issues. They need more talent for Jim Harbaugh. They have their quarterback. Okay, if I'm the Bears and the first four picks are quarterbacks, what's it going to cost me to go from 9 to 5?
Are you painting a scenario here, Kathy?
That I get Marvin Harrison.
Where Marvin Harrison drops?
Correct.
And you you go all in and you get Caleb and Marvin? Cappy, you're speaking my language here. Listen, I'm not going to lie. I hate the term generational talent. That's been my thing. But if there's anything close to it, I think Marvin Harrison Jr. may be the best wide receiver that we've seen come out of the
draft. Okay, so if I told
years.
You walked away with those two, but the price was I got to give you number 9, I got to give you, let's say it's the Carolina number 2 next year and something else.
Right. I'm in.
You're not willing to maybe swing big for Marvin Harrison?
Oh, I'm in. I'm in. Because I think here's been my thing. I'm somebody who is don't pay running backs and all of that, but I also believe that right when the Saquon Barkley, when the yesterday we had Josh Jacobs news, yep. J-Mac breaking that, when that kind of stuff comes up, I look at, okay, if we got a rookie QB, can I go out and I give him as many safety blankets as possible? I don't want to pay you $11 million, but I will. If my young quarterback knows he's got that weapon there. If you're telling me Caleb Williams comes to the Bears and he's already got DJ Moore and he looks on the other side and he's got Marvin Harrison Jr.
And he looks behind him and he's got Josh Jacobs and Saquon Barkley.
Hey, you can sell me on that, Cappy. I'm not out on that. I'm not out on that. I would because here's the thing though. I think that goes to the point that we've been making the entire pod though. You're not then leaving your quarterback to go out there and be the Jesus Christ of football. Agreed. You're now telling him, you got that, you got that. We're going to address center somehow. Maybe it's Ryan Bates. I don't know if it's going to be Ryan Bates. Hasn't played a ton of center. He played like okay. in preseason.
And Justin Fields will be on another team going, look what they gave that dude there. And, I didn't get that.
And that is the part that I wish some people – it's not fair. When you said that earlier, football is not fair. I want Justin to be here. I want Justin to thrive. I say trade back, take the haul. You give Justin Fields MHJ. You give him he's got DJ Moore. You add a running game. This guy's going to be able to thrive in Chicago, and we're not even going to remember that we were sitting here having this conversation the entire offseason. But
– I will.
Sometimes – you're going to remember. But sometimes you're not that – you're not the guy that gets the benefit from the fruits of the labor. Alex Smith does not have Super Bowls. Pat Mahomes has 3.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean,
like, you are correct.
Like Alex Smith had that team, and they looked at Pat Mahomes. Like, Alex Smith probably could have gotten maybe one. Probably could have got a Super Bowl out of that team with Tyreek.
Drew Bledsoe sits at home going, they won 7 of those things with Brady.
Now he got one. He got one. He got to be there for one. And got to play in a playoff game that got you to the Super Bowl. So it is. But, like, yeah, they won a ton of rings. Like, sometimes you don't get to be that guy. And I hope if that's the scenario you paint, I think that's a scenario you have to take.
Yeah. He's Starlin Castro, Justin. I helped get you there. Castro. And now in 2016, you trade me away and you win the World Series. It is what it is, man. Life's not fair.
It is. But, hey, we'll see what this all ends up being. Who knows? Maybe the winds will turn again. Like, this whole conversation this offseason has been left, right, left, right. Here we go. It's all Caleb. Now they're all in on Justin. So, seems like the winds are blowing the Caleb way. We'll see what they end up doing. But at a minimum, it's good to have you on the show, Cap.
You too, man. Anytime. Love doing it.
Love,
keep killing it.
Love having you here. Appreciate you guys for tuning in and showing
Justin,
love.
Justin, fan club out there. I'm a Bears guy. I want the Bears to win. Take that.
Take that. Hey, as always, it's your boy Pat the Designer for David Kaplan. Y'all stay safe out there in Chicago. Bear down. One love. Appreciate you guys for supporting. Let us know how you feel in the comments below. Peace.